Tanya, you ready?
Ready! Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast. Well, hello. Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's a wonderful Tuesday, and I'm happy to be here. Mark is here.
Hi.
Easton is here.
Hi.
Becca is not here this week, but she will be back in full force next week. She's doing some exciting things that hopefully she can talk to us about soon.
Great.
Yeah. So we have a jam-packed show for you today. I'm going to talk to Jean Smart, who is in Dirty John. She plays the mom of Connie Britton in the show.
Jean Smart's kind of a legend, by the
way. She's major. So we're going to talk to her right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Justin Sylvester from E's Daily Pop is going to come in and guest co-host with me.
Okay, great.
So we're really excited to have him. He's also a legend in his own right, yes. And then we have Janine Mason coming on. We know her from, I know. We know her from Grey's Anatomy. She is also in Roswell, New Mexico, with a pretty stacked cast, by the way. I need to talk to her about that.
Should we talk about what you said to me earlier? Is that disrespectful?
No, I don't think it's disrespectful. I was doing my research on her, and I know her from Grey's, and so I was like, but that's not what she's coming
and
in
you
here.
You said to me, hey, I checked out Smallville, Mexico. And I said, what are you talking? Do you mean Roswell, New Mexico? Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Smallville, Kansas.
So we have her coming in. I need to ask her how DeLuca is as a kisser.
Oh, good question.
Good question, right?
Good.
And then last but not least, we have Miss America, Nia Franklin, joining us as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like pretty stacked, guys. Not a lot of catching up to do. With me. Oh, and Tim T was engaged, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm okay. I wrote a little song, got it out. Uh-huh. I'm wearing all black today, but, you know, it's fine. Put him on my vision board, and I think my husband will be like Tim Tebow.
It'll manifest itself some other way.
It's
not always
way.
As literal
exactly.
as you would think.
Exactly. Okay, so for those of you who maybe haven't listened to the podcast Dirty John or seen the show Dirty John, I'm going to give you a quick clip notes before Jean Smart calls in. It's basically the story of a woman, Deborah Newell, and she meets this man on a dating site, and she's completely charmed by him. Things move really quickly. She's blinded by love. He turns out to be a total psychopath, and the story is like really incredible. And I think the reason why people are resonating so much with it is A, this is a true story. This actually happened in Newport Beach, California, which is literally an hour and a half away from our studio here. And B, it is real life. Like, we're in the dating world and we're dating these guys that really, you know, I know I've been there where you're completely charmed and then all of a sudden something, you find something out and it's a little bit jarring. So I'm really excited to have Jean Smart on the podcast right now with us. Jean, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yay. Welcome. Woo! Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
This is like really huge. You're so major. This is really exciting.
Well, thanks.
Okay, so I kind of set it up a little bit about Dirty John for those people who don't, you know, haven't watched the show or maybe haven't heard about the podcast. So everybody knows what's going on, but you play Connie Britton's mom, and you actually like Dirty John in the beginning.
Yes, I do.
Did you? Okay, I think the thing that's so jarring about this show and the podcast is that it's a real life, like this actually happened in real life. Did you get to meet the character that you play in the show?
No, I don't think that she wanted to be a part of it, and I did not pursue that. I know that Connie met with Deborah Newell, her character, and I think one of the daughters also they met up with, but I did listen to a lot of interviews with Arlene, and so I was able to like kind of listen to her side of the story and also listen to, you know, her voice and her quality of speaking, and saw a lot of photos of her and things like that. Yeah, it is, you know, it's funny because it's not a story that is necessarily new, unfortunately, you know, story of a charming, good-looking, psychopathic, you know, con man.
Right.
We've read before, but there's something about this one that just struck a nerve with people. It was sort of like that woman and that family meeting up with that particular guy was sort of like a perfect storm somehow for a variety of reasons. And also the ending is so shocking and surprising.
Right, right. You know? Yeah.
So even for people who listen to the podcast, they're still hooked, even though they know, a lot of people know how it ends.
And I think the thing that, like, and I know you're married and you've been married for a long time now, yes?
Yeah. 31 years.
Well, that, okay, first of all, congratulations on that. That is like unheard of. But like, I think the thing that's so scary is for people that are dating, like, I know I've been in this situation where you're dating somebody and you're completely charmed by them. And then all of a sudden it just like, it just clicks. And like, you know how, you know, Connie Britton goes back to him and it's like, how can people, do you think there are warning signs that you can pick up on? Or like, I think that that's what's so scary is like everybody's in this dating world and it's so scary now.
Well, supposedly there are always red flags that we just choose to ignore, you know? And the problem is if you're totally infatuated with someone, you just go blind to those things. You just do. And although hers were kind of extreme, I mean, she had some pretty stark realities put right in front of her face and still continued the relationship. So, it, like I said, a lot of it had to do with her family. A lot of it had to do with her previous experiences. And it was, like I said, it was sort of a perfect storm. But, yeah, but also with the audience, you know more about him than she does. But of course, you're thinking that she's out of her mind and you're yelling at the TV screen.
Totally. So, but it's like, I feel like everybody's been there. You've been in that situation where, yeah, you're, like, completely blinded by love and you, like, don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so this show, it ended on Sunday night, and it
will end this coming Sunday night.
Yes. Well, this is airing on Monday, so.
Oh.
So people will have the yeah. That's okay. Oh. So it ended on it ended on Sunday night. So I think obviously this is like it's a limited series because it's like a story that has a beginning, middle, end. What's next for you? Where can we see you next?
Well, I'm working on an HBO series right now down in Atlanta called Watchmen, which is great fun.
That's fun. Do you film it
sometime this year? But I don't know when.
And you film it in Atlanta?
Yes, I am. I'm actually sitting in the hair and makeup trailer as we speak in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, cool. And you don't know when that's coming out?
No. Originally they said June, but I think it might be a little bit later than that.
And that's based on the comic book Watchmen, right?
Yes, the graphic novel. The graphic novel.
Oh, excuse me. And who do you? Which character do you play?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Oh!
I'm going to get that out of
here. Teaser. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Sorry. I know that you had a short amount of time, so we really, really appreciate you calling in this morning, and thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks, you guys.
All right, bye. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys about ADT because they can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection, a new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. And this is amazing because if you're like me and you've been watching Dirty John and you're watching you're a little paranoid of just living. So explore the vast number of things that you can do with your secure smart home. You set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors and set the thermostat when you leave. You can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice, which is really cool. And don't worry about installing and configuring your system. ADT will do it for you. That's like DIY, but DIFY.
Got it.
ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells, all controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice. So they also have the doorman service, the turndown service, where ADT automation that arms your system, locks your doors, and turns down your lights and thermostat. So visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.
What's that website again?
It is ADT.com/smart. Okay, I want everybody to give a giant OR big welcome to Justin Sylvester.
Hey! I just want to tell you, I got my ADT after episode 2 of Dirty John.
Did you really?
I am not even joking. My ring, I was like, no, I'm done with this ring. I need a full-on system. Because my ass would go for a man like John.
Yeah.
I would be the one.
You're susceptible to that sort of charm.
Oh, like if I meet you and I don't think that I have to sleep with one eye open, then you're not for me. Like, I like a little crazy. Like, I get it. I get Deborah. When I met her, I was like, I get you. I like a little crazy. I like a little mystere.
Why do you like that?
Because it's nice to have, like, a Ryan Felipe in Cruel Intentions. Someone that might ruin your life but will give you the best sex ever. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want that.
What?
I'm the opposite. I want, like, the nice, nerdy guy that, like, sells books in the bookstore.
Oh, you want boring Tim Tebow.
Exactly.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard.
Wait, I want to give a little background because when I did the Globes, I was talking about it in our last podcast for E! I got to do it with Justin Sylvester, and I had so much fun. So when I heard that you were coming in to guest co-host, I was like, oh, this is going to be really fun because we have really good, like, chemistry.
Yeah, and it was so nice that you replaced Becca with a big black guy. So great that I'm just going to fill Becca's Louboutins right now.
Wait, tell me about meeting Deborah.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Dirty John.
So I listened to the podcast twice. I was obsessed with it. I couldn't believe I had read it in the paper. People.com had did this whole thing on it a few years back.
Did you watch the Dateline special?
So I was, not yet.
Okay.
I'm like, baby steps. So I'm at E! And I have a interview scheduled with the celebrity. And everyone had been fighting over the celebrity that was coming in. But I had like finessed my way into getting it. But at the same time, I saw these two blonde women coming in, and out of the corner of my eye, I was like, oh my God, that's the mother and the daughter from Dirty John. And my boss—
Not
was,
the actresses, the real mother people. And daughter that this really happened to in Orange County.
Yeah, from Dirty John.
Yeah.
So my boss was like, oh yeah, we have a producer on that. We're just going to do this quick interview. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You are going to have to find somebody else for this A-list actress. Because I need to talk to Deborah and Tara Newell. And she was like, I don't understand. I'm like, I am really sorry, but I have got to do this. I literally ran in that room. This 20-minute interview turned into a 2-hour talk session. And this one part interview, like 2-minute segment, turned into 4 parts on E! News.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, the thing that I think that's so jarring and I think why it struck a chord with people is because it's a true story. So it's like a TV show on Bravo, but it's like, legit happened to this woman.
Oh my God. This is really happening. But to hear the story and talk to not only the second wife, Deborah Newell, but his first wife was also in the interview. And I always wanted to know, like, if you date somebody crazy and then you know I'm dating somebody crazy because you see it on Instagram and on social media, pick up the phone.
Yeah. Why did she not?
I asked her because I was like, yo, you know, like, why didn't you pick up the phone? Like, what happened? And she was like, I was so scared that he was going to come back into my life that I couldn't risk it. I'm like, that's when you send an anonymous letter that says, Molly, you in danger, girl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to know exactly what it means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I will run. But I don't think even talking to Deborah that she wanted to hear it because she was so in love with John.
Right.
But John must have been putting it down in the bed.
I know. I think the thing that's also so scary is like how love can blind you, like fully, fully blind you.
It's good D. I'm sorry.
That took me a minute.
Which can
like,
also blind you, is
which
what you're saying.
Can also blind your ass, have you like walking around here without like no eyes in. Because once you get it good, you're like, okay, I don't care. I'm going to look past this man who might be a serial killer who has no credit.
All my daughters are saying he's going to kill me. I don't care.
Yes. It's not about love at that point. I just couldn't believe, but it's a crazy story.
Yeah. It is so crazy. Have you started watching You?
I can't get into it yet.
Have you started?
Yeah.
How much in did
episode
you watch?
Episode 2.
Oh, and you still don't like it?
I already know who they're going to pin it on.
Pin what on?
All the murders. You talk about You on Lifetime?
Yeah.
Oh, how far are you in?
I'm like almost done.
Mm. John Stamos gets, I shouldn't tell you that.
No, he just came in, so I haven't seen it. Yeah, okay.
I'm not into it.
Oh, wow, okay.
I need a real story.
It's on Netflix now, if anyone's interested. It's blowing up, and it's your latest obsession.
I'm like obsessed.
What else are you obsessed with right now?
Dirty John?
Finished? You almost finished.
You almost finished. And now I'm going to get into sex education.
That seems to be the next real buzzy Netflix thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys watched all the R. Kelly?
You know what?
That's buzzy too. That's a big one.
I sat down to watch it and I could not get past 15 minutes of it. It was so hard for me to like watch. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched all six parts in one night.
Really?
But I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to peel off the Band-Aid. I'm just going to handle it. It was the first time in the 10 years that I've had a DVR that I have not fast-forwarded through the commercials because I needed the commercials to process what the fuck was going on.
Right, yeah. No, but can I just say there was a lot of commercials. Like it was like 5 minutes a show, 10 minutes a commercial. 5 minutes a show, 10 minutes a commercial.
They did it on purpose because they knew you could not handle 8 straight minutes.
I couldn't handle it.
Of that whole situation.
I really couldn't. And I wanted to. I really sat down. I was like, I'm going to get, because it is. Everybody's talking about it. And it's a giant story. But I was like, I literally made me so sick to my stomach. Like I felt ill. And I only watched 10 minutes, maybe 15.
My all time, like, not, I don't want to say favorite part, but the part that really got me the most was they interview his brother who's in jail. The brother is in like jail scrubs with like his number on it. And he is speaking matter-of-factly. He's like, you know, people have preferences. I like older women. That's just my preference. My brother likes young women. That's his preference. What's wrong with that? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God. I know he is so mad at your ass right now for talking like that. Like, what's wrong with your brother liking 15-year-olds? I don't know.
Yeah, let me think.
Let me count the ways.
Yeah, it's not.
Gnarly. Yeah. And if you haven't gotten into it yet, I know I am an adult man, but Sabrina is everything.
Oh, I've heard that's good, actually. The new Sabrina.
The new Sabrina.
The darker Sabrina.
The darker.
What's that on?
It's on Netflix as well.
Everything's on Netflix.
It's Greg Berlanti production.
Wait, I'm down to give that a try. That sounds like something I would.
Yeah, it's deep and dark. It's really deep and dark.
Sounds like something I would like.
We need to bring Janine in if we can, please.
Okay, so I'm just going to preface this. Justin has not seen one episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, well, he's been busy watching a lot of other things.
Yeah, true, true. And I was going to say, it's a lot to catch up on because there's like 16 seasons.
When Derek died, I was out.
Yeah.
And when the plane fell into Seattle, I was like, I'm done.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. A lot of people who listen to the podcast haven't seen Grey's Anatomy, and they're starting from like season one because of the podcast. So it's kind of cool. So we just have to say spoiler with everything. Hello. Okay, this is very exciting because we are giant fans of Grey's Anatomy.
I know.
Oh, you know?
I've heard. Oh. I've heard about this podcast. Are you kidding me? All the fans are always sending me things. They're like, you got to go on a scrubbing.
Oh, right. That's amazing. That's because we've been like petitioning to like be extras. Like Beck and I are like, we'll be like dead people. Just like roll us in or like, you know, like we don't even have to speak. We just like. We'll lay there.
So you're saying people on the set know about scrubbing in?
Oh my God, yes. The fans are crazy about it.
We showed up to, is it called Paley Fest?
Yes.
Paley Fest. So we're like in the line of like all the press, you know, professionals. And Beck and I showed up in our scrubs. And like all the actors are walking. Yeah. Stalker City.
Wow.
Yeah. The shade being
Tara?
Right now.
Yeah. And I was like, hi, we're here. And it was amazing. So yeah. I'm glad to know we made our mark. But we have like so many questions.
I love it.
Are you obsessed? Were you a big fan of the show before you got on?
For sure. Watched it all through high school with my sister. I have a younger sister who were, you know, like each other's halves. And we watched it together, fully like sprawled on her bed, tissues every week, just cathartic experience. And when I got the gig, I didn't know how to tell her. I thought, like, there's an opportunity here to do something ridiculous.
Oh.
And I just thought it would be so good if I could just, like, walk on with, like, my little, you know, iPad, like, my badge in my pocket going, like, I'm a doctor. And there was no way to keep the secret because as soon as that, like, new intern class is announced, it's, like, all over the internet and the fans are so pumped. So it was spoiled.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't get to do your big reveal
But she was so excited. She's an attorney, so she's very respectable. And I called her while she was at work and I was like, hey, so I got a new gig. I'm going to be on the show Grey's Anatomy. She's like, are you f***ing kidding me? I just imagine her like first year attorney at her desk just like, oh my God, I'm shaking. Like it was fabulous. So wonderful.
Awesome.
When you show up to work the first day on set and like the new interns are in and all the hot actors are there, is there like one guy you're like, okay, I would like to make out with this dude. I hope I get this this love scene going. Like, give us the closet for 5 minutes.
Oh my God. I definitely walked in going like, please let me be the first one to make out with someone. Because you know there's always like the intern.
I feel like you were.
That's and the hoe.
Yeah, yeah.
You were the hoe intern.
Like, yeah, yeah, the hoe. Yeah. Let's do it.
But the hoe that we liked.
Yes, thank
like
you.
A likable hoe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that my new Twitter bio.
You should.
The likable hoe from Grey's.
I always remember the hoes from Grey's.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're not hooking up with Kareb in a closet or in like a bunk bed, like, I need you to be, what's her name that came in that was, what's her name, sister-in-law?
Oh, Lexi Gray.
Oh, Lexi Gray was my favorite character.
Yeah. She's stunning. And she's on the CW now. She's on Supergirl.
Oh, that's right.
That's a new show, yes.
Okay, first, before we move on to your other show.
Yes.
Making out DeLuca.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like a 20 out of 10.
He's the loveliest. I honestly could not have picked out of a lineup a better, you know, partner in that show, because he's just loves it and is newer, so he's like still very aware of how freaking cool it is to like be there and be a part of it, but he's totally, you know, comfortable there, and it's his world and his family, and he just was like a great little like guiding, you know.
He was the nicest partner. When we met him, like, he was like, he thought we were like so cool in our scrubs, and he was just so lovely, so I'm like his biggest fan, like, and he's like beautiful.
How do you prep for that? Like, are you like, here's some banca? Like, I've already got the garlic out of my teeth. Like, is there like a process where like someone comes and sprays you down?
No, honestly, it's really on you to just, I mean, be good and decent about it, I guess. There's not really any like checking it. It's just like, you're gonna have to be a good friend.
Because I have a friend who's an actor, and I'm like, I know your tartar-filled ass is not putting anything in your mouth. And I would feel bad for every girl that he has to kiss on camera.
Well, after you got to tell me who, because I'm avoiding that.
I'm going to tell you. I tweet it all the time.
Are you in a relationship?
I don't want to talk about it.
I just like to know, because I'm like, it's for me, I'm not an actor. So like to make out with somebody would be so weird to me if I had a significant other. So I always wonder.
It's definitely a part of like everybody's, you know, relationship, like navigating that. And I mean, it's interesting to me. I love talking to actors about that.
Yeah.
Going like, how do you do it with your guy? Or how do you do it with your lady? You know?
Totally. Especially when you're on like a sitcom and it's like, you're constantly having to make out with the same person. It's like,
or if you're like on an HBO show and you're just like rolling
naked.
Around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But is your guy an actor?
I don't want to talk about it.
Would you prefer, let me ask you a question, in a broad sense, as an actor, do you enjoy dating other actors, or do you like to date people who are outside of the industry?
I try to avoid it. Yeah, I do. I think it's less to do with acting in general, but just the entertainment. I think our world is very all encompassing, and you sort of just like have to give yourself into it, and it takes you. So it's really fun for me. It's kind of my like coping mechanism to 100% disconnect. My friends and my family, they don't think I am cool at all, and I love it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
Because we're no cooler than anyone else. We just like to, you know,
totally.
We like to support and encourage each other. But it's a lot of talking about yourself and promoting, whether it's yourself or what you're working on or your friend's thing. And so I try to, on my.
She's dating a CPA. I saw right through your ass. He works at Price Waterhouse Cooper. I know it.
Okay, well, let's talk about Roswell, New Mexico, because that's out tonight.
Tonight,
because this is going to air
Central.
Today. Yeah, wow.
On the CW.
That cast is stacked, too.
Thank you. I mean, they're pretty wonderful. It's a lot of vets, too. Michael Trevino.
We love Michael Trevino.
I mean, man's a dream.
Not to love.
I don't like a reboot, but I'm ready for this one.
Thank you.
I went to that installation on Sunset.
Did you?
They did not play with that. They put some money into that. Yeah. They got budget.
Oh,
CW
my God.
Got budget.
CW. My friends, we've been shooting in Santa Fe, New Mexico, so we've just been in this like glorious little bubble of creativity, and now we're back in LA, and it's just been the last month getting pictures of billboards all over town from friends and friends in New York in the subway, and I'm like, they are not playing. They are like plastering that forehead pic everywhere of the two of us.
Who's your like favorite? Yeah. Like, who's been like your friend on set?
Oh gosh, I love Lily Coles, who plays Isabel on our show, which was original, played in the original by Katherine Heigl. It's another little fun Grey's connection.
There's a grace connection, always. Everything in life.
Ellen, actually, Pompeo, she was so excited for me when this gig came up and it was like out in the world and official. And she's like, I just love it that Katie came from Roswell to Grays and now you're going from Grays to Roswell. It's just like, I love everything about it. I'm like, thanks, Ellen, girl. I love you.
You are brave. Yeah. You are a brave woman dropping Katherine Heigl up in here. I thought she was like Voldemort.
She's been so lovely.
I thought she was like Voldemort on the set of Grays. Like, you don't, the one we don't speak of.
She's been so supportive of the show. She's been awesome. I mean, honestly, all of them have. Jason Baer, who played Max Evans on the original, who is stunning. Oh my God, that man is beautiful. I met him and he like came up to me, grabbed me by the shoulders and was like, and I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for what's coming your way.
Oh,
and
that's
anything
awesome.
You need. It was just like a dream. I'm just like, what?
What did Voldemort tell you?
I actually haven't met her in person yet, but I can't wait.
I can't believe you dropped that name.
I loved her on Grey's.
I actually loved her on Grey's. And I was like, you know what? You get Danny Duquette that heart.
I.
You guys, don't even get me started on that. I still think that Denny and Izzy were the best romance of Grey's Anatomy history.
Yeah, but I thought she was crazy to go that hard for that. Like, don't waste your life on maybe getting a guy who might survive the heart transplant. Heart, like, I don't get it.
That's what you do for love.
Can I tell you that room that they shot all his scenes in? Because there's quite a bit of structure to the sets on Grey's Anatomy, and that room is referred to as the Denny Duquette room.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Bless his heart.
I mean, you try to be normal and, you know, get to a place where you're like, I belong here and this is casual. And then, you know, someone tells you that. And I'm like, this is the room. Why would you tell me this 2 months in? Now I'm back to fangirl. Like,
that's good to know that they fangirl. Tanya likes to date guys that are completely unavailable to her. So maybe that's what you need is a guy who's dying.
So rude. Yeah.
No, I'm not high-fiving to that.
No, you do need an Anna Nicole Smith, like J. Howard Marshall, feeding tube, 85, got
you.
Some cash.
Right.
Like, you might have to fight a son in court, but you're going to get the money.
You got to wear that gorgeous power suit
right?
in court.
No.
Janine, how long have you been in Los Angeles?
I moved out here 4 days after I graduated high school.
And how many years has that been?
That was in 2009, so almost 10 years ago, to do So You Think You Can Dance. It was my first job out in L.A.
Bitch, awesome. You've been busy.
I've been busy.
Roswell, Criminal Minds, NCIS, Daytime Divas, CSI, Major Crimes, Big Time Rush. My favorite of all those stats is Bunheads.
Ah! That makes me so happy.
I was the only adult man watching Bunheads. I swear to God, I was obsessed with it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Nathan Dean Parsons, who plays Max Evans, my lover on this show, was also in Bunheads.
That's crazy.
So we our characters didn't interact. He played Sutton Foster's like sexy romance who works at the bar, and he had like long hair back then. And I remember seeing him on set, and I'm like in my tights, and I was with like the youngins. I think I was 22 at the time, but I was playing, you know, probably 16. And he was, I think, you know, maybe 28 at the time, playing like, or, you know, 30 something. And so I'm like, oh, he's definitely super old. But I remember walking by and being like, damn. And then, okay, thank you. And continuing on. And then when they sent me the email that we were chemistry reading, I'm like, I know that name. I looked him up. I'm like, that's the guy. That's the 40-year-old hot dude from Bunheads. And turns out he's very much 30.
And he's probably still using the same headshot.
For sure. The man 100. Is a vampire.
I love that in LA. Like, right? I love that you always cross paths with other people in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always tell actors, don't piss someone off in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Not even actors. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you're going to, like, meet up with somebody again.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I have one enemy in this whole city. Oh. One.
Are they famous?
And when I run into that bitch, I'm like, bye. Like, I run the other way because she's more famous than me.
No.
She's way more famous than me. I don't even get stopped. The only place I get stopped is the Grove, and they think I'm Wayne Brady, and I go with it.
Rude.
I go with it. I'm like, yes. Yes.
Tag me.
Tag me. Go with it. I literally go with it. She is Scary Spice.
Oh, no.
And she will remind me of the one encounter we have had 9 years ago.
Oh,
I learned my lesson.
It's true. Actually, the one thing that when I was interning for the very first time, it was for a different radio station actually here in LA. And the co-host of that show, Irma Blanco, shout out, love her. She listens to the podcast now. She told me, she said, literally, you need to be nice to everybody because one day your intern will be your boss.
Okay,
and I was like, it just stuck with me.
It's good advice, but it's the wrong advice for you because you are nice to everybody.
You are
I've never
really...
seen you be anything but super nice to every human in the world.
I really believe it.
No.
Yeah. Very nice of you to say, but it like really stuck with me. And then like even I still to this day the Chelsea Handler advice.
Mm-hmm.
She said, don't be catty. Mm-hmm. There's room for everybody.
I believe that.
Totally.
Have you run into any cattiness while being in this industry for 9 years? Is there one
Definitely.
That you try to like avoid at all costs?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day because someone had asked me in an interview, who supported you early on in your career?
Oh, good one.
And I got really, in the moment, it's my kind of my instinct to try to keep things positive in interviews. And I want to just like, you know, be a positive force in the world. Right?
Be shady.
But
you like shady here.
In the moment, I thought about the people who weren't good to me. Off the top, because off the top, it was a lot of doors being slammed in my face by people who I thought I had some sort of connection to, or either from my hometown or I'd, you know, met in high school through someone. And that was the experience off the top was not one of a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful to it now because I'm so committed to making time. I mean, that like have coffee with someone thing, like there is time in your day.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
And it is our obligation as the people who have, I know, fought hard and for years to be where we are, we have a little bit of space to pull people up, you know?
Totally.
And so I try to really take advantage of that now. I actually have a really good friend who, a year ago where I was when I met him to where I am right now, it's informed a lot by meeting him. Jonathan Tucker is his name. I don't know. He's an amazing actor. He's on Westworld right now.
He's cute.
He is so
cute. He's
cute. Shredded, that man.
He is bomb.
Yes. Everyone, Google Jonathan Tucker abs. I cannot wait for him
Jonathan
to hear this
Tucker
podcast.
Abs.
Is he single?
Oh, wow.
No, he is married, but he is the most wonderful cheerleader and champion of a friend. And I pretty much met him in an acting class. I mean, look at this man.
Wow.
Look at that.
No, he is foined.
He is foined. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
And he lives next door to my agent, my now agent. And at the time he was like, you know what? You're really good. You need a kick-ass agent. You're going to be repped by my neighbor. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm repped by his neighbor right
wow,
now. And 2 weeks after being repped by his neighbor, I got this job. So it's people like that I just
totally
love in this.
You know what my dream is?
Tell me.
My dream is to one day win an Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I get there, I'm going to thank God. And then I'm going to say, and these are the people who I do not want to thank.
I
like,
feel
that's
you.
My, I swear,
oh, yes.
If I ever win an award, I don't care if it's a Razzie. I'm going to get up there and be like, I want to not thank these m****ers. Get the list out.
Oh, I got that list too.
That's exactly what we did when we won our People's Choice Award for this podcast. We didn't give a speech there, but we gave it on the podcast and we were like, we want to thank Mark and like, you know, just all the people that, it was like one of those moments where I was like, oh, and yeah. I don't want to thank this person.
It's amazing how in the moment the like negativity floods, then you just got to go like, you know what? I rose above that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing just fine.
Nope, I'm going to be petty.
You know?
I love it. But it is true because I think it's like, especially so early on, you really remember those people that like stood out and like really made it. Like even when mm-hmm. you were saying about Ellen Pompeo, like being so encouraging about you getting another gig. Like a lot of people sometimes think when you get another gig, mm-hmm. it's like going to take away from your like productivity on Grays or like whatever that may be, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like you're a flower and you're flourishing. And like, that's only going to benefit mm-hmm. the other shows that you're on.
So
and
you have a double bag.
Sure.
You're getting two bags right now.
Oh, tell me.
You're getting Roswell bags and you're getting Grey's Anatomy bags.
I will take it.
Bags are money. You know that.
Yes.
That, right?
So
that took me a minute. I was
how
like,
does it feel to have two bags coming in right now?
So nice. Because this is expensive. Like this outfit and my hair and my makeup
uh-huh.
right now. It's amazing how it's like you just got to put it right back into the machine. But mm-hmm. I'm so happy to because I love what I'm doing and I just want to keep trying to get more opportunities to do it.
So you left Grey's
mm-hmm.
for Roswell,
yes,
New Mexico.
I did.
So when your character left, that was all part of the plan. You weren't like, oh no, they're writing me out. This was all planned.
And they were so kind because they, obviously when I shot Roswell, it was just the pilot. So we didn't then know whether it would be picked up to series as it's been, you know, since.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote me off in this way where I didn't die. I wasn't
right.
the intern who died.
Right.
You
I
went
kept
to work
my
with
home
Yang.
Intern staff.
You can come back.
Yes, I'm in Switzerland.
Yes,
right
you could return.
Sam Bellow is in
but
Switzerland.
But we don't want you to come back right now because we really want DeLuca to be with Meredith.
Yes. I am fully in support of this.
So hang out in Roswell for a bit.
I am good. I'm good with the aliens. I will rest until you need me.
Yes.
Who'd you give the hoe crown to? Because, like, obviously you left. You're not the hoe no more on Grey's. Who's the new hoe?
The new hoe is Mr. Jake Borelli, who plays Levi Glasses Schmidt.
Oh, yes, he is.
And I love that man. There's another person who's been in my life for forever. We met in an acting class, like, 8 years ago. Whoa. He's my actual best friend. And we managed to somehow get the job of the same class of interns.
I'm not gonna say I usually don't like the new interns. Like I'm kind of like
Bro,
but I really like this class. I really enjoyed this new class.
Thank you. They're all so lovely, really talented.
Like I'm invested, and I'm usually not invested on the interns. I'm kind of like take them or leave.
Well, because Tanya doesn't like change. She doesn't like new characters. She doesn't like old characters to leave. She wants the show to never change ever.
Excuse me. I can embrace change. I just enjoy the OGs. Yeah. I'm like invested in the Karevs and the Miranda Baileys and the like.
Oh God, yeah.
Are they great? Is Justin Chambers a great guy? Because I seem like it seems like he is.
I'm obsessed with that man.
Yeah.
He is the loveliest, like purest definition of like a father. You
yeah,
know?
He's got like five kids. Yeah.
Five kids and has been with his wife since he was like 19.
Yes.
The man is like he's just a teddy bear. He's wonderful.
I salute men like that. I don't know what that was.
Oh,
I salute. Yeah.
No, by the way, you're saluting that man. I'm like, I salute Patrick Dempsey for having that hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like for looking like that.
For looking like that. But he ruined us all because now we all are like, expect everybody to be like McDreamy. Tyler Blackburn's on Roswell, right?
Yes.
I love him.
Oh my God. He's so, so good in this show. There is a scene at the end of the pilot that's airing tonight. Which I don't want to ruin it, but it's between him and the Michael Garron character, who's played by Michael Vlamis. If you catch him adrift,
you're on the right track. No, wait, I'm like
and
setting my DVR
I am
right now.
Not kidding you. The entire cast came to set that day to watch the scene, and we were cheering like a bunch of teenagers watching them do this scene. I mean, they are so good together.
Wow.
And Tyler was someone who I was like, this guy's coming off of 6 years of Pretty Little Liars. He can fully be an asshole to me and be, you know, high and mighty and whatever, you know, those people who are less than lovely love to do. And I was so amazed by how gracious and how much of a caretaker he is. He's on set just like, do you need anything? Are you okay? He's amazing. Such a lovely man.
You know what happened, right?
Tell me.
When people get on shows like Pretty Little Liars and all these big explosive shows, once they get that renegotiation, there's a packet that comes to them. And in the packet, it's a Misha Barton clause. And it tells you exactly what not to do as of like what Misha Barton went through. Because Misha Barton was the hottest thing since sliced bread. And then all of a sudden, she kind of sort of had this attitude that she was like Marissa Cooper and she was the hottest thing on the block. And I feel like a lot of people can't do that anymore because there's so much TV. There's so many actors. There's so much going on that to have that hit show again is kind of a hard thing to get that second hit show. But you've obviously gotten multiple hit shows.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Right now, I just feel like I need to like run out in the street and celebrate myself. You guys are making me feel amazing.
You're busy.
Well, we're obsessed with you. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I feel like you have to go. But I wanted to say on behalf of for sure all of our listeners who are just so grateful that you came into the OR today.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for taking
the time.
You,
this has been like so long coming. I just am a fan and I'm so happy.
And so everybody make sure to watch tonight on the CW. This airs all over. So what is it?
9, 8 Central tonight, Tuesday, January 15th. And then it'll be on the CW app immediately after. So you can watch it there, too, if you, for whatever reason, cut your cord.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So nice to meet you guys.
Tell that CPS that hi.
I
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone and not just the wealthy. So some of the values of the Robinhood app are that there are no commission fees. So other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all of your profits. It's also designed to help you understand charts and market data, place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone.
The cool thing is if you go on their website, their web platform, you can see like stock collections like the 100 most popular or entertainment stocks or social media stocks. Or even like, I want stocks from companies with female CEOs.
Oh, I love that.
And you can invest in those. Also, analyst ratings will tell you this is a good one to buy. This one's a good one to sell. This one's a good one to just hold on to for a while, that sort of thing. And right now, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock, Apple, Ford, Sprint, for example, to help build your portfolio. You can sign up at becca.robinhood.com. That's becca.robinhood.com. It's hard to end with Becca.
Yeah,
you really
say,
can't,
you
actually.
Really can't. This one's just going to be becca.robinhood.com. Mm-hmm.
And Tanya, your teeth are looking better than ever.
Thank you so much.
It's perfect for award season. You're going to be on the red carpets.
Yep, and you know, with new year, new resolutions, and we've got one you're working on because everybody wants to brush their teeth twice a day.
What are you doing?
Well, I usually brush my teeth like 5 times a day, but I'm like also like OCD.
How do you have gums? Like, how do you have a gum line?
Well, Quip. It's your oral health with a Quip electric toothbrush, and it's sticking to good habits. It's simple with your Quip. So they offer a sensitive sonic vibration for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. And built-in 2-minute timer pulses, so every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for the full 2 minutes, so that's pretty gross. The brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder when it's time to refresh and stay committed to your oral health. I personally never knew. I change my brush head pretty frequently, but this is nice that it just like does it for you.
It's the only thing I asked for Christmas that I didn't get.
Really?
I wanted a gray Quip.
I feel like we could make that happen.
We can.
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's why we all love Quip and why 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. So Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Becca. Once again, that's getquip.com/Becca.
Y'all really love Becca.
Well, we miss her a lot.
Can we get a big OR welcome to Nia Franklin?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, wow.
That took you a minute, Tanya.
Yeah. I just had like brain fart.
Congratulations.
Thank you
That's
so much.
That's a really big deal, Miss America.
Yeah. It's huge. It's awesome.
Was that your first time running?
You can only run for Miss America one time.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
One shot and that's it.
Did you know you were going to win?
No, I didn't. No one knows they're going to win.
You're lying. You walked in and you were like, I'm going to win this shit. You can sit down.
Well,
you
okay.
can go home.
All right. Now let's be honest. You have to have that mindset, but right. You don't actually know you're going to win. But you have to kind of boost yourself up in your head like, I'm going to win. This is it. It's me. You know what I mean? But I think that's just something you do for confidence.
Yeah.
You would never say that out loud.
I feel like you walk into Starbucks, you're like, I'm going to get this f-ing latte for free because I look like this. You are ridiculously gorgeous.
Thank you.
You are stunning.
Thank you. So are you. Wow. You both of you guys.
And I'm a gay man. And I'm like, damn, girl. I got like, damn. What's your man look like?
Okay, so my man, he's tall. Like he's 6'1", but he's slender.
Okay.
That's kind of what I've been into, like the slender.
How
you
did
know?
You guys meet?
We met through a mutual friend that I went to high school with. Didn't really want him at first, and then circled back like a year or two later, and he was asking me out for a date, and we went on a date, and then I was like, okay, kind of feeling you now. So,
how's he handling the fact that you are, like, like you are Miss America?
He's like super chill about it, which I don't know that I love. I'm like, I kind of wish you were a little more
jealous.
Yeah, like a little more like, oh, you're Miss America. But he's really chill, which is a good thing. It keeps me humble.
I think in the long run, that's probably better.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, low key, like, you know, when you're not around, he's like texting his boys like, yeah,
oh,
bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He
my
is.
Girl's Miss
he
America.
He plays it cool around me, though.
Yeah. Your girl's a thot. My girl's Miss America.
No, because his friends are always, he's like, my friends just support you so much. And He was just overwhelmed the night that I won. He was like emotional because of all the support from his friends and everything.
Was he there?
Of course, he better have been
there.
Was
he the one hugging your mom when you won?
That was my dad.
Uh-oh.
That was buried in her boobs.
I couldn't really see him that well. But he looks young. Your dad looks young.
Yeah.
Your dad's fine, too.
Black don't crack.
Your dad's fine. That's crazy. I mean, it's a big accomplishment not only to win Miss America, but to be an African-American. Yes. Winning that title.
Absolutely.
What does that feel like to be one of four?
One of nine. I believe. Yes. The first one was Vanessa Williams, as we all know. And then there's been, the last one was Carissa Cameron. So there's been a couple since the 80s when there was a first Black Miss America. But it still feels, I mean, in a lot of ways, it feels fresh because we haven't had one since 2010, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so it feels really fresh. It feels awesome. It's just a celebration of diversity, I believe. I mean, America's a melting pot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys watched the competition, but we had four of the top five were people of color or either of a non-white background. Bridget, my first runner-up, was of Asian. She was,
wow.
Her father is Asian. So I thought it was just incredible to see that amount, that degree of diversity on the Miss America stage. And I think it sets a good example for young girls out there watching so that they can know that, you know, I don't have to look a certain way to be Miss America.
Yeah, sure. Because back in the day, I mean, that top 10 looked like a Republican National Convention for a minute, girl. I was like, y'all are all white and blonde. Where you bitches from? Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, diversity is something that I think everyone's embracing now, but Miss America's embracing diversity more than ever. I mean, we even got rid of swimsuit this year.
Yeah,
which,
that was major.
Which I was a little bit upset about at first.
We are right here.
I'm not going to lie.
I was so mad.
Why?
Because you know what? If I've been working on my body for 2 years getting ready for this, you best believe I'm showing up in 2 spaghetti strings and a nipple pasty ready to show this body off. Like, I have not been not eating for 2 years to not have this. Bitch, I've been doing Tracy Anderson for $275 a month.
I know, but then you get to have that body just for yourself and be like, I get to have this.
Yeah, and I think
this is my body for me.
Yeah.
I agree, and that's the mindset I think we should have as women, as men. We should have that mindset that it's not your body. Obviously, you do want to look good, but yeah, it should be for you.
Totally.
And, you know, I think that what was important to me, even though I was mad that it was gone, because I was the swimsuit winner at Miss New York, so... You know,
that part.
I knew if I went to Miss America, I would slay
that part
in swimsuit. And so that was hard to let go of at first. But then I really did realize that this creates such a great opportunity for young women to see that to be Miss America, which is a title that really comes with a lot of service and making the world a better place through things that you see fit to change in the world. You don't have to wear a swimsuit to do this job. Mm-hmm. I have not once worn a swimsuit yet as Miss America. Mm-hmm. So why would that be a part of the audition or the competition to get right where I am?
Yeah, but I mean, like, from my point of view, obviously, if I was Miss America, uh-huh, I'd wear a swimsuit everywhere. But
well, you can't do that.
I mean, like, you have women like Ashley Graham right now, mm-hmm, who's killing the game, who's building and showing women that their bodies are beautiful no matter what size. Why not, you know, really have that moment and continue to have that moment that, yeah, this is my body. It's not anything but a temple. And it was created by God. Like, let me show this off.
I love that. But that's the thing. The thing is, every woman does not feel comfortable in a swimsuit. And so I don't think it's right to make that a part of the competition. Now, me, I mean, I haven't been to the beach yet as Miss America, but I'm hoping that my team will be fine with me posting a swimsuit pic if I wanted to.
Right.
And I would love to if they are, you know, if they're okay with me doing something like that. But for some women, they don't want to show their bodies off. They don't want to be in a swimsuit on stage to just try to win a title. But really, more importantly, this is a job for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't want to have to put on a swimsuit for a job. And there aren't many jobs where you have to wear a swimsuit for it other than being a Victoria's Secret model or something like that.
Right.
That's my dream.
Is it really?
Oh, my God, girl. I just want all that weave. I want that eyelash.
The hair blowing.
I want to walk and point.
I do have to say, eyelashes on you look really good.
They look bomb, right?
They look good. They really opened up your eyes, and I was like, wow.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Shout out to Ardell. You can buy Ardell at... It was like a whole ad I just filled into. What's your next move? Like, what are you going to do?
My next move? You mean after this year or like tomorrow?
Like, I know you're going...
Maybe
you're,
after this
you're,
year.
Yeah, the symphony, I know you're doing that, but like... Obviously, you have this look, you have this brand. How are you going to set this place on fire?
Well, I'm a musician. I'm a singer and songwriter, and I want to one day also write for films, like film scoring. And so I just want to dive into the music business after this year. I know it can be a little scary, But I feel like I've done my work. I've done my homework. I have 2 degrees in music. And no shade to anyone that doesn't go to school for music in the industry, but that was something I wanted to do for me. I really wanted to educate myself on how music is constructed. So I have a master's in music composition. And later on this year, I mean, and by later on, I mean like in the next 2 months, I'll be releasing a single.
Okay.
Called Earth Sun. So yeah, I'm releasing a single. Hopefully people like it. And then I'll be hopefully doing an EP album at the end of the year after I'm not missing it anymore.
What's your vibe? Is it Lauren? Is it Nikki?
It's not Nikki. I do not rap.
Are you rapping? Are you patting it? What's happening? Are you singing? Are you Indian Irie in it?
Yes. Throwback. A little bit of it all. This single is more sultry. It's a ballad, and it's just piano and voice. Nothing too fancy with the instrumentation. So it's me playing piano, but I love Lauryn Hill, and she's epic. She's actually, I have the little stickers that go on like your laptop, and it's her holding all her Grammys. The year that she won like 12 Grammys or something.
That's a beautiful photo.
I know.
You need to call that bitch and tell her to be on time at a concert. If I wait for 2 more hours for ass to show up on stage.
But yeah, so it's a little bit of everything. You'll have to listen to it. You'll have to listen to it when it comes out.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? So movie scoring is like very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. Like obsessed.
You only usually
have like 2 months to write the music too.
Really?
Yeah, you do not have a lot of time to get the score together.
So, like, what are your thoughts on A Star Is Born?
Oh, you shady ass. You're so shady.
I'm asking.
Why is that shady?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bomb.
The score?
I thought it was okay.
Actually, who wrote the score for that one? I'm not sure who wrote the score for that.
I don't know who wrote the score on it.
Oh, Mark's on it. I know Gaga wrote a lot of the songs.
Well, I love the songs.
The songs are great.
Yes.
But when I think about a score, I think about something that gives me anxiety. Like when I watch a movie and the music's making me like, when I watch a girl with a dragon tattoo, like I could have closed my eyes and I still got the anxiety because the music was so good.
I don't want to feel anxious when I listen to a movie score. I want to feel good. Like I forget the name of the composer. I looked it up on Instagram. I would find it though because I follow him. There was a man that did the score for If Beale Street Could Talk. Mm. And that score is beautiful. It's like a lot of string instruments and like low cellos. And it's gorgeous. I play it all the time just to like, listen to it. And then also Sex and the City, Aaron Zygmunt was the score. He did the score for that, which is a beautiful score with a lot of like light piano.
Sex and the City
one, not two. I don't know.
When she was laying in that bed and she was like, close the blinds.
Close the blinds.
And it was like,
that's the worst ever.
No, my favorite is when, my favorite part of that whole movie, the music wise, because I get into the music too. I'm so happy that you're here, is when she sees the Vogue cover. And like she's walking through, she just got the brown hair.
Yes.
And she gets a Vogue cover and she's walking and it's like, dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that was a good score.
It was a good score. Mm-hmm. I didn't see you as that, but now I'm like, you know what? This bitch is dimensional. She got dimension. And by the way, y'all need to Google her right now because y'all need to see what she looks like. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Naomi. Oh.
You mean the people listening?
Yes. You guys Google her. No, she is Naomi Campbell right here.
Yeah, you are stunning. Like,
love her.
Actually, like, wow.
You know,
Do
people take you serious when you say you want to be a music composer? Because I feel like it's
not all the time. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. That's something I actually struggled with throughout college because I was new. I mean, I didn't grow up writing music on paper. I grew up writing songs kind of by ear, writing down the chords and that sort of thing. But I never wrote a score actually until like my senior year of high school. But when I got to college, I was one of the only female composers. And I mean, I just felt so out of place sometimes. Not only was I the only female, one of the only female composers, but I was definitely the only black female composer.
For sure.
And so, I mean, there was one other black composer that was a man and that was awesome. And everybody loved him and thought he was amazing. And he was.
Quincy Jones.
It was Quincy Jones. We were in the same, we went to school together. But I definitely felt out of place sometimes. And I just had to continue keeping on and building up my confidence and doing things that I knew would be outside of the box. So I ended up writing an opera for my senior recital, which had not been done before at my school. And it had a full house, which was crazy because usually, I don't know if you guys had friends that were musicians or anything in college, like that were music majors. But there's usually like 20 people that show up to your recital your senior year. And it's like your friends and your voice teacher. And that's it, you know? So it felt so good that I had a full house at my opera. And I definitely advertised it and like partnered with music appreciation teachers to get their kids to come. So I really marketed it well and had a full house. And that made me feel super cool. And like, it made me feel like, you know, I may be a woman, but in the words of Celie from The Color Purple, I'm here. So, I'm here. So, yeah.
I can't wait for you to win an Oscar. And then the cameraman gets confused because you start walking up and she's like, wait, what?
That's not a composer.
That's not a composer. Yeah, like, you're supposed to look like Doc Brown from Back to the Future, like with stringy hair and like
right?
crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's going to be a leg in for you as well. I know people don't probably take you seriously because you are African-American woman in yeah. this male, white-dominated mm-hmm. situation. But people may actually open the door to be like, oh, my God, let's see what she can do, and let's be mm-hmm. those people that open the door for her.
I would love that.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome.
I'm going to push that for you. I'm going to pray for that. I'm going to pray on
yes,
that.
Yes, pray.
I am a Southern yeah. man. I'm going to pray on that.
Thank you.
You better thank me in your first Oscars.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to
yes, of course.
Scrub in with us.
Yes, it was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I'm watching you. I'm going to be watching you.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And follow me on the gram, Nia Imani Franklin or Miss America.
Ooh, and I'm Mr. America or the Lady Sitter. By the way, I'm so sorry. I had so much fun today. I was like literally like steamrolling everything.
Wait, it's so nice. It's nice to have like your energy. You have really good energy.
It was bomb.
Okay, so where can everybody follow you, stay up to date with you? You're on Daily Pop.
You guys
Pop.
Can watch Daily Pop every day at 12, 11 Central on E! It's live Monday through Friday. I also have Just a Sip, which airs on YouTube every Wednesday starting in February. It's my conversational sit down with celebrities. We get real. We get frank. And also, you can follow me at The Lady Sitter on Instagram and Twitter.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. That was fun.
So fun. Okay, so I want to tell you guys about Function of Beauty. So we all know the frustration, bottles on bottles piling up in your bathroom, each one falsely promising a miracle solution, but we don't all have the same hair, so why should we all use the same shampoo and conditioners? Well, Function of Beauty brings you shampoos and conditioners that are customized and individually filled just for you. You can customize your own shampoo. So Function of Beauty individually formulates every bottle just for you based on your hair type, hair goals, and preferences. So you select your color, fragrance, or opt for dye-free and fragrance-free, and just name your formula. The products are personalized. Your name is even printed on the bottle.
Oh, cool.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
They're safe and natural ingredients, which, you know, I'm a big fan of. And Function of Beauty never uses sulfates, parabens,
phthalates.
I was gonna say a word I don't even know. I definitely don't want that in my hair.
That's the stuff like plastic bottles. They have to be really careful when you give them to kids because some of them have phthalates in them.
Ooh.
So when you're a mom, you'll be looking for phthalates.
Wow.
You don't want them.
Okay. And then mineral oils or any other harmful ingredients. So when I took the quiz, I did thermal protectant, deep condition, strengthen, and volumize. So our listeners will receive 20% off their first custom formula. So to claim this, go to functionofbeauty.com right now and take the quick 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. Use the code Becca at checkout for 20% off that first order at functionofbeauty.com. Again, that's the code Becca at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. Promo code
Becca!
Oh, and look at that. Thrive Marketplace.
Okay.
Is that the best?
It's the best. I just want to talk to you guys about... So everybody always asks me what probiotics I use. I don't know if it's because I talk about my digestive issues, but I get like this... I love my probiotic that I use, and it's an expensive bottle of stuff. Like, it's not a cheap bottle, and I bought this my bottle of probiotic that I got at Thrive Market. My entire Thrive package was the amount that I usually spend on just one bottle of my probiotic.
Isn't wow, that, that's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, this is kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk to you guys. It's basically Thrive Market is an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They offer high quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. So essentially, it's like these amazing products that you can just order on your computer, and they get delivered to you.
That's the best part. They come right to your door.
Exactly. You can shop for thousands of the best-selling organic foods and natural products at 25 to 50% off below traditional retail prices, like I was just telling you, my probiotics. Shopping at Thrive Market means supporting a select group of brands that make the world a better place. And they sell non-GMO food, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, which I have also bought those as well, safe and non-toxic beauty products, kitchen staples, home goods, organic baby food, kids products, and much more. Plus, it's all shipped straight to your door. So over 98% of the packaging is post-consumer recycled and filled with recycled paper, denim, or newspaper wraps instead of plastic bubbles. So 100% zero waste. I just ordered these like bath bombs, these like Himalayan salt bath bombs that I put in my actual, like, because, you know, I'm like really into like caring for, I work out a lot and I'm trying to be better about like taking baths and like really like giving my body like the, you know, it's just good for your joints to sit and that stuff. So I got like this little Epsom salt bomb also from Thrive. And then I got my my coconut aminos stuff that I just like really went to town, and it was so easy because I just did it all.
But that's the best thing, they've got everything there, from food to these toiletries to all. It's, you can get it all at Thrive Market, delivered right to your door.
I don't know where they're sourcing their pickles from, but I am strung out on these things. I've ordered so many pickle chips from Thrive Market, and I just eat them like a snack. They're so good.
Yeah, so you guys will get 25% off of your first order and a free 30-day trial. So to redeem this offer, go to thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin and enter the code scrubbingin. Again, that's thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin
and enter code
scrubbingin.
Oh, Justin was great.
He's great, right?
He's great.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I really enjoyed him a lot.
You wanted to ask me a question. I forget what it was, but I made you save it for air.
I wanted to know if we heard back from the man, the email that we got last week about the man who was taking pictures of himself.
The one that all the podcasts answered last week.
Yes. I wanted to know if we heard back, A, and B, if anybody else agreed with me and thought it was a medical situation.
Have not heard from the actual woman who sent the email, and not another person on any of the other shows thought it was a medical situation. But what I said to you on Twitter, I think, is accurate. You give guys too much credit. You're always giving guys the benefit of the doubt when they don't deserve it. This guy probably has a medical situation. At the very best, he's incredibly vain and loves looking at himself naked. That's
you
the
know,
best case scenario.
If my flaw in life is that I'm too hopeful, I don't want to be wrong. Flaw. I don't want to be non-flawed.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, and I agree. I think that's actually a nice thing about you.
But can I tell you why I thought this?
Yes.
So it's kind of like this is such a Tanya story, but it was just so good and it really made me think of it. So I had this like sebaceous cyst and it was in my like vaginal area.
Mm.
And if you're a girl, you know this. Like you see anything down there and you're like, oh my God, I have like herpes or like whatever.
Well, how big was it? Like I'm trying to picture a cyst.
Well, they can vary in size, but this one was like, I don't know. Like looks
grape?
Like, no, smaller than that.
Okay.
And so your mind goes to the dark place.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at a picture now. I think I had one of those ones.
Yeah. So I went to my gyno and found out that's what it was. And I was like, phew. But so she basically removed this, the whole, so it kind of like kept coming back. Cause I guess like they can you know, Dr. Pimple Popper will probably know all the best about this, but, and sorry, this is like probably TMI. But my gynecologist removed the entire thing, okay? So this, she did it, like, on a Friday for me. And you're supposed to, like, lay low the next day, like, just, like... But she didn't tell me any of this. And so me, Tanya, I worked that whole next Saturday. I had, like, an event, so I was on my feet. And I just started, like, bleeding uncontrollably. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, am I going to have to go to the emergency room? Like, I started panicking. I didn't know that this was, like...
You can't get it to stop.
Couldn't get it to stop. So I'm, like, laying down with, like a pillow under my butt. I'm taking pictures of it and sending it to my mom. Such a Tanya thing to do, by the way. It's like in my vaginal area and I'm taking pictures and sending them to like my mom and my sister. And I'm like, what do I do?
So it's in a spot where if you were wearing underwear, you wouldn't be able to see it.
I have to move the underwear. Yes.
So
yes.
In the pictures, are you wearing underwear or not wearing underwear?
No underwear. It's full God. Tanya in these photos. Okay. And they're going straight to my mom and straight to my sister.
So you warned them, right?
Yeah, and I'm documenting this like as the minutes go by because like I'm just panicked. I didn't know what to do. And they're like, don't go to the emergency. Like they were like really calming me down. They're like, this is whatever. And then I end up calling my gyno and she was like, I should have put a stitch in there. Like it's like a serious, like it's kind of like surgery when they remove it. She didn't put the stitch in there, whatever. So all these photos are like in text exchange, right? So I go to Apple with my parents that same weekend and we get new phones. And the nice guy that's helping us is like, okay, I think all your, everything's transferred, all your contacts and everything should be good to go. Let's just, I like to try a test run or whatever. So he's holding my phone and he goes, let's just text your mom right now. Or I can't remember what it was, but he was holding the phone and the last text exchange with my mom was like my full on vagina. And this poor Apple guy just gets full shot, full crotch shot. And I was like, hi.
How did he handle it? What did he say?
Like literally acted like he didn't see it. And I'm like, there's
smart.
Literally acted like he's like, oh, yep, it works. Perfect. There you go. Have a nice day. I
was just like,
literally. Yep. It's working. Everything's there. My mom was, and I was like, mom, you delete the conversation, but my mom doesn't delete conversations. You know what I mean?
Does everyone do that? I don't delete conversations.
When you're getting crotch shots.
I guess that would be something that's not happened to me before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I would if I got a medically needed crotch shot. I guess I would delete that conversation.
Yeah, I guess so.
So if I had a boyfriend at the time and he was like, "Why are there shot pictures of your vagina on the phone?" I would have been like, "For medical purposes." Do you see where my mind goes?
Yes, but it was a close up. This was a picture in the mirror of him standing there. This wasn't a close up of a, like, if he has a problem with his junk, he's going to zoom in on his junk. You're not going to say, "Hey, doctor, here's my whole body. If you just focus on my left one, you'll see there's an issue down there."
By the way, can you just like appreciate the fact that like this would happen to me?
That's only Tanya.
Totally.
Like the Dropbox situation.
Totally. Like I was just like, of course, the nice man at Apple that's helping me with my phone has now seen intimate parts of my body.
He does that 1,000 times a day and there's no vaginas to be found, you know? And then Tanya walks in.
Here I am.
And we've told the story before, but just real quickly, she plugged her laptop she plugged her phone into her laptop, and so her phone automatically started uploading her picture to Dropbox, the Dropbox that was shared by pretty much everybody that works for iHeartMedia Los Angeles, so much so that the internet in the building started to slow down because so many gigs were being uploaded on so many computers all at the same time, right? Because that's how Dropbox works. It puts the actual file on your computer. So there's 200 computers in the building all uploading gig after gig after gig.
Mind you,
of Tanya's pictures.
4,000 photos.
Like 4,000 photos. A small fraction of which were her naked, and one of the engineers saw that and put up a red flag that we got a problem.
Yeah.
To this day, in 2019, iHeartMedia will no longer use Dropbox because of Tanya Roddy's Hobby Beach.
The Tanya rule.
The Tanya rule.
That was like, wow.
I don't know that anyone saw it but the engineer, but...
No, well, he had to like, I remember he showed it to Danielle who worked with us at the time because my face wasn't in them for some reason. The one that he had didn't have my face in it.
Your reason.
They were going to my boyfriend at the time, so I don't know why my face wasn't in it. But he was like, can you verify that this is Tanya's body? She was like, yep, that's Tanya.
Well, good guess on the engineer's part.
We were training a new engineer. We were showing him, we're using this weird Dropbox knockoff. And he's like, why aren't you just using Dropbox? Like, well,
here's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those things happen to me.
Then someday you won't work here anymore, you know, 20, 30 years down the line. And they'll all know, they'll all be told, no, you may not use Dropbox.
Yeah.
For all of eternity.
It's your legacy.
Yeah, it's my legacy.
It is a legacy.
Wow, honored. Honored to have that.
Tim Tebow, we never commented on that. You talked about it on the morning radio show. And if you should go to kissfm.com or onairwithryan.com and hear Tanya's version of The One That Got Away.
Yeah. Tim Tebow.
It expresses her thoughts perfectly.
Perfectly. Just sums it up, you know.
Anything else you'd like to say?
You know, what does it say? Never thought I'd have a kevin because I never met you.
It is some of your finest work.
It is pretty good. Yeah. So you guys should check that out. But in all honesty, I'm very happy for him. We love Tim Tebow. And I do think that things, I did put him on my vision board in 2017 because I do, he embodies everything that I want in a husband. So I wish him and his fiance all the best. And I do believe that my husband will have a lot of the traits. Like I think when my husband comes around, I think we will be able to like make similarities between mm-hmm. him and Tim Tebow.
What's her name? Demi Lee, I believe is her.
Nell Peters.
She's gorgeous.
Stunning. The ring's stunning. They look so happy.
And you've not heard from her.
No, but I feel really bad for her because like their photo that he posted on Instagram, I can't tell you. I probably got maybe 1,000 DMs and tags in this photo. So if this girl looks at like
Tim, why is Tanya Rad being like, tagged 1,000 times in our engagement announcement?
I'm like never met the guy. It's so good. Like, it's just too good.
I kind of hope that was their first fight.
No, you know what? She's probably so chill that she was probably like, "Who? What is this?" And then probably looked at me and was like, "No, she looks fine. She's chill."
All right, we need to thank some people. ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Robinhood. Sign up at Becca.Robinhood.com. You invest, you get started in the stock market. Yeah. It's a good idea. That's Becca.Robinhood.com. Quip! You can get your first refill pack for free at GetQuip.com/Becca! And Function of Beauty. When you're at the checkout there, you can get 20% off your first order at FunctionofBeauty.com and using the code Becca!
When Becca does come back next week, mm-hmm. I want to share with you guys a really sweet story just about some I told her about it and she's like, oh, that's cute, I wish you would have said on the podcast. And I was like, I know, I totally forgot. So I have a cute story.
Can we know a little bit what it's about? What's the topic?
It was like something about our friendship that brought me peace at a moment that I was very anxious.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What else is coming up for you this week? Any big stuff? Any red carpets? Any dates?
Oh, Mr. Tipler. I know, Mark Zobuhu.
I'm down with Mr. Tipler.
He might be coming to Los Angeles this weekend.
Might. People know if they're coming across the country more than 3 days in advance.
You know what? That is a good point that I did not think about.
I was expecting pushback there, and it just gave right in.
That is because we spoke last weekend, and I was like, oh, when's the next time you're going to? Because he's like, when are you coming back to New York? And I was like, when are you coming back home? And he said, maybe MLK, which is this weekend, right?
Yes, it is.
So
like, I think you'd have heard by now.
Yeah. Crickets.
But you do have something this weekend, don't you? Oh, the podcast awards are this weekend.
Podcast awards.
There we go. I knew
it. Oh, yeah. So because we're going to get like all glammed up. And so I was like, I don't want to just like get glammed and go to bed. Going to hit the town.
Yeah.
Paint the town red.
I don't think it's going to be with Mr. Tipler. Running. Not with the Tipler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could be. But I think it's a little late for that.
You know, maybe I will. Beep, beep that later tonight.
Okay.
Are you coming or?
You don't want to look needy.
Desperate.
You
yeah,
don't
want to
look desperate. Just make other plans.
You're right.
Yeah. All right. Ready to call it?
Wow.
Help. Oops, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
I even put the mouse right over
you. Did.
Wow. That's the wrong one.
Easton teed you up for it.
No, that's not it either. Let's see. Let's try this one. No, that's not. It's just wind down. Let's see. Okay, ready? There it is. Okay.
That feels right. Time of death? 12:31. She gone.